Hey, Audioboo. I just wanted to post a post about really relating to the wealth of nice comments I've had my way recently from you lot, and how I just want to make sure you understand really from a sort of mental health awareness point of view, because I'm a fella who had a good job for 15 years, and I've got a house, and I've got a wife who loves me, and I've got a car. And I've got, what I'm trying to say is that I don't want to appear like I'm saying that this is some massive hardship, because there's so many people with mental health problems that have none of what I have. And I do know a bit about the subject because years ago, actually, before I started selling my soul to the city, I worked at Mind, the mental health charity, at the weekends for 4 years, just at a drop-in centre called Open House in Tower Hamlets, which is a little place care in the community had just started, and they kick people out. Obviously, I was still in my kind of learning a bit about psychology and stuff then, but I think what I was really trying to do was work out why I was so nuts. Excuse me. But yeah, just to make sure that's quite clear, because if anyone listening to me thinks that I have some great struggle in life to survive, it's just not the case. It's not nowhere near the case. Very well supported. I've got a really loving family, and all of that stuff. So it's not hard to be positive about the prospects for the future and recovery and just life in general when all that surrounds you. I should imagine it's a whole different kettle of fish when you lose your house with your mental illness, you end up on the streets, you're in soup kitchens and sleeping place to place. So yeah, I think that's important to say, because I was concerned that I don't know what I'm trying to say really. I think I was just concerned that if I was, I don't suppose many people with severe mental health problems who are on the streets have iPhones and internet access, so I don't suppose there's anyone going to be listening thinking, oh, lucky, he should think himself lucky. I do think myself lucky, was the point really. And yeah, nothing's so desperate. So I'm off out now to try some white balance experiments after very interesting suggestions I heard earlier, and walk through the park. It's quite a dull day, so that might be quite a good opportunity to do some white balance experiments. Anyway, enjoy the rest of your day and speak to you soon. Should add that the creative white balance tips, daily photo tips, were by Chris Markwood, who is about to head off of Everest, I believe, but has been doing regularly and really interestingly. So yeah, cheers to Chris for that.